It's time for Fibber McGee and Molly. Every night, Monday through Friday, NBC brings you transcribed the Fibber McGee and Molly program, written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. The safe driver. If you know what makes him stay alive on the highways, you may be able to follow his good example. He's not too hard to find. You can always spot him by the way he drives. He always keeps his car in A1 mechanical condition, because even a safe driver can have an accident in a car that doesn't respond as it should. He shows courtesy for other drivers by signaling turns and giving them the benefit of any doubt. He knows that speed is his greatest enemy, so he slows down at night, in bad weather, in crowded traffic, and on narrow roads. He knows and obeys the laws written to help save his life. And most important of all, he drives as though the country's highway accident problem is his personal problem, which it is. Remember, few accidents happen with safe drivers. Are you one of them? One thing Mrs. McGee can never decide is whether it's easier to do a job herself or to have her husband do it. But this morning, she's trying it the hard way again.
McGee!
Let's get this clean. Come off of there, you little...
McGee, are you still working on that little thing I asked you?
Just take it easy, kiddo. I'll have it ready for you in a minute.
You've been saying that for the past hour. Here, let Mother do it.
You stay right where you darn are, Tootsie. This is not woman's work.
I'm not so sure. They say a woman's work is never done, and from the way you're getting along...
Here, hold this hammer and the pliers and hand me that pipe wrench. I'll get a good grip on this baby and with this Stilson wrench, and by George,
Fine.
Busted.
All I asked you to do was take the cap off the shampoo bottle. Look at it all over the floor.
Well, there's no use getting ourselves in a lather over spilt shampoo, kiddo. I'll buy you a new bottle. That shampoo's no good anyhow.
What do you mean?
It's all over the floor. You can run and back the car out, and I'll take you down to Kramer's drugstore.
I can't.
Why not?
You fixed the car yesterday, remember? It doesn't run.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It's that doggone ignition coil again, or the connecting rods. That thing's got me stumped, you know. I've tried everything.
May I make a suggestion?
What?
Hire a mechanic.
What? Me pay out good dough for some high-priced motor monkey to tell me I got to replace the Gilfrinkus in the transmission and charge me $80 for fixing the Gilfrinkus, not me.
What's the Gilfrinkus?
I don't know, but I ain't going to replace it till I make sure it's wore out. Grab your bonnet, kiddo. We'll go down to Kramer's on the streetcar.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'll be with you in a second, kiddo. Wait till I grab these.
What are you doing?
Bringing along a few newspapers. You carry these and I'll take the rest.
Heavenly days, what do you want with 6 newspapers? It's only a 10-minute ride.
I'm not going to read them. I'm going to sit on them.
Sit on them?
You know how bumpy that streetcar rides, Molly. All them wheels are flat on the bottom and I don't want to wind up the same way. Let's go.
Streetcar is always a wonderful experience, dearie. It teaches you the joys of walking.
Yep.
Say, who invented the streetcar anyhow, you know?
I don't know, but mention it to the Russians and they'll claim it, and when it comes to this bucket of bolts, they can have it. In fact, the longer I ride this thing, the more I think maybe the Russians did invent it. Kind of a secret weapon to get...
Cross the Rita Trib next. Cross the Rita Trib. Connection for Nevis Cross and all floors with them.
What did he say?
8th Street.
How can you tell?
Just intuition, I guess. That and the sign over the cleaning shop we just passed that says 8th Street Cleaners.
Oh. Well, personally, I just assume...
Lawson Street next. Lawson. And we're up Lawson.
How does he ever learn to talk like that, McGee?
Oh, them guys go through very special training for this job, Molly.
They do?
Didn't I ever tell you about it?
Well, let's hear it again. We've got to kill time anyway till we get to Kramer's drugstore.
Well, you see, they start a rookie conductor off calling out streets with a great big mouth full of marbles in his mouth, see?
I see.
Mm-hmm. An inspector rides along to listen to him, and as fast as a conductor gets so as you can't understand him, they let him spit out a few marbles, see?
Very scientific.
Little by little, through practice, the guy gets so good that he's down to a half a dozen marbles, or maybe only one or two.
Progress.
Mm-hmm. They say that a guy that makes the best conductor is a guy that ain't got all his marbles. That's only the Whistle Vista Transit Company, of course. I can't speak for other
cities. Go for Lazarus next. Go for Lazarus. Change for new.
Come on, Molly. It's 14th and Oak. There's Kramer's drugstore.
You know, he sounds like about a six marble man to me. Nobody could talk like he had an egg beater in his mouth.
Golf Lazenworth. All out for Golf Lazenworth. Next car.
Watch your step.
It once seemed that everyone in America was named Smith, Jones, or Brown. But that was a long time ago, and the chances are quite good now that the next person you meet will be Mr. Cohen or Miss Perotti or Mrs. Schumann. Perhaps because so many Americans have roots in the countries of the old world, we're anxious to help those in Europe and Asia who are living in need, or who are actually starving. That's where CARE comes in. For $10, CARE guarantees delivery of a food package to any individual or group in most any country in the world. For $6.95, CARE delivers a new budget food package in 14 European countries. Or for $10, CARE delivers baby food, knitting yarn, or a pure wool blanket. The package CARE sends for you will contain more than you could send yourself for the same money. If your name is Smith, Jones, or Brown, and you don't know anyone in the war-ravaged countries, CARE will choose a needy family for you, and you'll very likely hear from them after they've received your package. Just send $10 or $6.95 to CARE, New York.
Kramer's drugstore is really jumping today, isn't it?
Well, yes. It's Mr. Kramer's 10th anniversary sale. Imagine being in business for 10 years?
That's what he ought to get for that food he serves at the soda fountain, 10 years. And he has the crust to call that gunk home cooking.
Bad?
If that's home cooking, Tootsie, it must be cooked in a home for retired bicarbonate salesmen. And the portions you get.
Small?
When he advertises a two-bit hamburger, that's not only the price, that's the size of it, too. Like a two-bit piece, only thinner.
I haven't eaten here for quite a while.
Home cooking. Huh. When the menu says steak with shoestrings on the side, that's what you get, shoestrings.
McGee.
Huh?
If Mr. Kramer's food is so bad, why don't you eat someplace else?
No place else has got home cooking.
Well, now, come on. Let's get the shampoo and start home. The cosmetic counter
just
is done.
Just a minute, Molly. I want to weigh myself.
Got a penny?
I don't need it. There's a loose screw on the side here that if I hit and then blow in the coin slot and then jump, it works.
Heavenly days.
You see, kiddo, there's the card with my weight and fortune.
What does it say?
It says you are intelligent, handsome, and beloved by everyone, and you will be a great success.
Spend a penny next time, and we'll tell you the truth.
Hi, Kramer. I didn't see you standing there.
I know you didn't.
Congratulations on your 10th anniversary, Kramer.
Would you mind going home? I'd like to try for 11.
Well, by George, that's a heck of a way to talk to customers, Kramer. How would you like me to close out my charge account?
By paying it in full.
I got a good notion to do just that and take my business someplace else.
Oh, well, they'll be dancing in the streets.
Oh, now, McGee, don't get all unraveled. Mr. Kramer's just kidding.
I am? Well, I mean, I guess I am. You know the Kramer motto, McGee. The customer's always king.
Yeah, that's better.
And if you don't stop tampering with his scale, one of these days I'm going to crown you. Now, what can I do for you, Mrs. McGee?
I need a bottle of shampoo, Mr. Kramer.
Well, what kind would you like? I have a Glow Clean containing genuine Flagamil.
Flagamil?
Scalp Help containing 37 vitamins.
Oh!
As well as hypochloric Hanifin, the secret ingredient. And I have a brand called Jones's Shampoo.
What does it contain?
Just soap. It doesn't awaken your sleeping follicles or bring the fascinating glow of girlhood back to faded locks or guarantee you 3 dates with Burt Lancaster. It just gets the dirt out.
I'll take a large bottle of that.
Yes, ma'am, I'll get it.
I better get a couple of cigars, Molly.
Will you look who's coming? Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, him.
Hi, Molly. Well, I see you brought along your deader half.
Hi, putty puss. Still looking for a cure for that face of yours?
I'm in a bit of a hurry, son, so I'll ignore that crack. Just don't try my patience, though.
I won't, but if I was your patient, I'd try another doctor.
Oh, McGee, don't be so insulting. You know Dr. Gamble is the top medical man in this town. Everybody knows that.
Ah, but,
A very witty remark. For your information, sonny boy, I had to turn down a fairly important invitation today. I was asked to speak at the very exclusive Executive Club luncheon next week. But it's impossible.
Oh, why can't you talk to them, Doctor?
Prior engagement, Molly. Have to address the Rotary Club that day.
My goodness, you certainly are popular.
At least he's eating regular.
Now, if you'll excuse me, kids, I've got to rush down to the railroad station to treat a patient. Man just had a bad attack of Gladstones.
Gladstones? You mean gallstones?
No, a stack of suitcases fell on his head. So long, Molly.
Bye, Doctor. Isn't he a sweet old character, McGee?
Kind of a bragger, though. I was asked to speak at the very exclusive executive club luncheon, my boy. Ha! Anybody can speak at the executive club luncheon.
You never have.
I've never asked them.
They're supposed to ask you, dearie.
Well, they probably think I'm too busy. Word gets around, you know.
Let's drop the subject, sweetheart.
Well, gee whiz. There's nothing Doc Gamble can do that I can't do twice as good and without trying half as hard, especially speech making. I'm as windy as he is, and by George...
Harry, the day you are asked to speak at the executive luncheon, I'll buy you a new hat. In the meantime, I'd better see what's happened to my bottle of shampoo. I'll be right back.
Okay. My own wife scoffs at me. Buy me a new hat, eh? Boy, if I could think of some way to... Hey, wait a minute. If Doc Gamble canceled out, they may be still looking for a new speaker. I'll just give them babies a call. Boy, oh boy, if I can work this thing. Oh, hello, operator. Oh, is that you, Mert? Yeah, oh, not now, Mert. I'm too busy. Yeah. Get me the executive club. Yeah, the executive's club. Hello, executive's club? Look, I just learned through prior sources that you're looking for a speaker for your luncheon next week. No, I'm not volunteering myself, but I can put you in touch with a very brilliant personality. Yeah, he's a retired executive. Mm-hmm. Semi-retired. Yeah. Travels a lot. Reads a lot. Close touch with Washington. Yeah. His name is, McGee. F. McGee. Pretty busy man, but he might squeeze you fellows in if you talk to him right. Yeah, try Wistful Vista, 1809. He'll be there tomorrow. Yep. Oh, it's quite all right. Glad to have been of help. Hated to have you call off that luncheon just to... by the way, his favorite is fried chicken. Yeah. Goodbye.
What's this about fried chicken? Who are you talking to on the phone?
Oh, the phone. Well, that was just Mert. She's trying a new recipe on her boyfriend tonight. Fried chicken.
What's the joke?
Oh, nothing. You get the shampoo?
Right here. What are you smirking about?
Oh, nothing. Is your offer still good?
Offer? What offer? Oh, you mean about the day you're asked to speak at the executives club? Yes, sir. It still stands. Come on, now. Let's go home.
Okay, but let's stop by the Bonton on the way. I want to try on some hats.
Dipper and Molly return in just a moment. You know, a lot of vacations start as a daydream and end as a daydream for lack of money. That needn't happen to you. You can have extra money when you need it. Simply join the payroll savings plan for buying United States savings bonds. When your bonds mature, you'll get back $4 for every $3 you invest. There's your extra money, your vacation, both guaranteed. Ask your employer about buying United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. Then join. NBC has brought to you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program, transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Doc Gamble, Bill Thompson as the conductor, and Howard McNear as Kramer the druggist. Here are Fibber and Molly to say...
See you next Monday.
Have a nice weekend and drive carefully.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again next Monday night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Weekday evenings, hear Can You Top This? On the NBC Radio Network.